You're about to listen to the Reverend Tolu Alugo Agbola, who is the set man of His Worship Christian Network Global and has been given the Word of Truth mandate amongst other mandates in order to teach the church and raise true worshipers. Now, Reverend Tolu Alugo Agbola.
If the Son sets you free, then you shall be free indeed. In John 8:31, he says, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Tonight, we embrace the truth, God's reality of victory over sin, and we prevail. We prevail, we prevail. We prevail. Como se kababoketado, imbokandu dai kambo sarano kote baitomimbo kaban sentale kabai. Mevinate barakino sonte mabaka batendianske baha biakombe selemato baita. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. We'll pray again in about 25 minutes. This is my wife's session, but I decided to exchange with her. Be seated. We want to pray. So it means I will also lose a session to her. And that will be within the next 1 week. Luke chapter 9 verse 20. Very strong delivery. Very strong delivery. My assignment is just to press us deeper into the organics of how this works, because that's all we need. We have all the information we need. I've been given an example. If you press the red button of your on your phone, if you long press it, if it's an Android phone, what happens to the phone? It prompts you, reboot or power off. If you swipe power off, what happens to your phone? Do you know how it works? Do you know how that swipe switches off your phone? Okay, so is that organics? I want to come like a software engineer to say this is how it works. Maybe to help some of us. Where did Lamde start reading from? 22? 18. Okay, I'll start from 20. He said unto them, Jesus was speaking to his disciples, but whom say ye that I am? So it was a repetition of Matthew chapter 16. Peter answering said, the Christ of God. This was Luke's delivery of Peter's statement. Matthew says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He says, you are the Christ of God. It actually means the same thing. Son of means sourced in God. An offspring of God. Now he merges them together. He said the Christ of God. Next verse. And he straightly charged them and commanded them not to tell any man that thing. Which thing? Who he was. Because there are things that you will not be able to do if people know who you are. Are you with me? Jesus was ensuring that people don't know who he is. If you are obsessed with certain identities, the reason why some people can't break through the power of sin is that they have over-confessed the righteousness of God, even though they are sin. You will not carry a cross if you don't go beyond what you have found. So Jesus said, don't tell anybody that I am the Christ of God. Verse 22. Saying, the Son of Man must suffer. Imagine they went to town with a town crier. Kereo, Kereo, Jesus is the Christ of God. Who will kill him? The same problem will be unsolved if his identity is known. If you know that he's the Christ of God, the promised Messiah, not one Jew will testify against him. Because they've waited all their lives for his coming. they will have embraced him. The cross will have been impossible. The problem of sin will still have been here. And God will have needed to reinvent. It took him over 4,000 years to arrive at the person of Jesus. We don't know how long it will take him to get another person, because the identity was released before time. Stay with me. Saying the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests. This is why you must not announce who I am. And scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. Next verse. And he said to them, "Oh, if any man will come after me," it means there's a path I'm walking that is designed for every man to walk. The first thing that man will do is what? Did Jesus pattern denial? How did he pattern it? Don't tell people who I am. It means the identities you will stumble on, identities that will not allow you to come into what God has assigned for you. There are things you must not call yourself, even though you know you are those things. Are you with me? So you will deny yourself like me. And in addition to denying yourself, because when I denied myself, it gave me the opportunity to suffer many things. Denying myself will also give you the opportunity to bear a cross. Are you with me? Now let's look at the cross a little. At this point, I need to celebrate God in the life of Dr. Nia. Because there was a retreat on the way to marry my wife that I had the privilege to go to. How many of you know Dr. Nia? I think he's a doctor in agriculture engineering. Am I right? Good. It was one Easter retreat. What year was that, my dear? 18 or 19? 18. That Easter retreat, it was 3 days, and I'm trusting Jesus that into the new year, we'll have Daddy come and minister here. He's a master of crosswalks. I can say it anywhere. It was just 3 sessions I attended, but he showed me how victory could come cheaply. I knew the cross, but I didn't understand the organics. Just 3 sessions, and it was a blowout. Now, how did Jesus carry his cross? Because you need to know how to take up your cross. In your house, you are not permitted to have a wooden structure that you carry around. The physical cross of Jesus was a physical emblem that represented a spiritual transaction that was happening. So the first thing we must know in understanding how to take your cross is, how did Jesus take his cross? Who assigned his cross to him? Anybody? Who assigned the cross of Jesus? Was it the Romans or God? God. Because the purpose of the cross of Christ was, like God's servant said, you know, we teach the principle, the power and the presence of sin. For clarity's sake, let's throw away the word principle. Let's bring in the word penalty. It's still 3 P's. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 4. Let's see what the Bible says there. And then you go to Romans 6:23. "Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth," what will happen to it? "It shall die." Romans 6:23. "For the wages," if you plant yam, you will reap yam. If you plant maize, you will reap maize. If you plant sin, what would you reap? Death. These two verses draw their realities from the original utterance that God gave to man in Genesis chapter 2. Give me Genesis 2:16. I just want to tie it up quickly. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat," 17, "but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof," what will happen to you? You will die. So this is where death was initiated. so that every time a crime is committed, death happens. However, you see, Isaac, there are two kinds of sin that you can fellowship with. There is active sin and there is inherited sin. The source code, that's the word I've been looking for active sin is inherited sin. There are things you didn't learn. You were born with that nature to be wicked. You were born to be greedy. Some people in their families, the manifestation of that active sin was immorality. I'm saying your battle with lust is generational. Are you with me? If you check, all your uncles are like that. In some houses, you find out that all the women in the house are promiscuous. So if one shows up promiscuous, before you knock her head, check. And she may be a victim of a life flow that has been coming. Because of that nature, Jesus went to the cross to ensure that this penalty that we see in Genesis 2:17, that we see in Romans 6:23, that we see in Ezekiel 18:4, was paid. Are you with me? So like God's servant said, the penalty of sin has been paid. The question is, why do I struggle? Because when Jesus died on your behalf, what the Bible says, the Bible does not say that sin has died. There's no verse of scripture that says that. Bible says that he that is dead is free from sin. Are you with me? It means sin is still existing. If you stand at the junction, sin will pass. There are people who embody it. It is you that died. When you got saved, as regards sin, one of the characteristics of living things that you lost as regards sin is the I. What's the I? Irritability. So you died to it. So if sin pushes your head, you are not supposed to be able to respond. It's a legal reality. It was a legal sentence, and so a legal penalty has been paid. Bolu, the question is, why do I still sin? Have we read from Luke chapter 9? Have we? Okay, good. You will understand that Paul was speaking to Colossian Christians. Let me lay that foundation, then I'll tie it up. He was speaking to Colossian Christians in Colossians chapter 3 from verse 5 to 7. He was speaking to Christians. When we settle down with scriptures, we'll find out that the possibilities of a believer are many. In your Romans 12:1, who was Paul speaking to? Brethren, what was instruction he was giving them? Now, in modern day Christianity, we assume that once you are saved, you have offered yourself. Paul was speaking to tongue-speaking believers that you must offer yourself. He was speaking in verse 2 to tongue-speaking believers. They were not backsliding men. He was bringing accurate instruction, like the apostle that he was, that you must not be conformed to the standards of this world, because with tongues in your mouth, with healing in your hand, with fire on your lips, you can conform to the standards of this world. You can be spitting fire for your own gain. That's what the world does. They look for power so that they can advance their kingdom. So you can even be pursuing God for a natural reason. You are still conforming to the standards of this world. Paul is saying to Christians, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I thought when I said yes to Jesus, transformation was perfected. Give me my Colossians. This is Paul speaking to Christians. And he didn't do it in chapter 1. In case you feel he's just starting their discipleship class. What did he say to them? Let's read together. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. It's not church members. He's speaking to individuals. What he's saying there, the word mortify is put to death. Kill your members. If you expand that verse, what he's saying is, what's your name again? Peter. In this your body, there are workings that are still there, even though you are a believer. And the only reason why those workings will not produce experiences is that you must put them to death. What are these workings? Fornication. In who? A believer. Uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Let's go to 6. For which things the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Verse 7. In the which ye also sometime ye lived in them. It means it was your way of life. It's no longer something you practice, but it's in your members. It means you still have potential. Are you with me? And that potential, if air blows on it, it can become kinetic. It does not damage your Christian existence. It does not damage the payment of the penalty. This is how the power of sin works. It leverages on the things that are locked up in your human nature, because your human nature is a flash drive that cannot be formatted easily. If it could be formatted easily, you won't need the Holy Ghost. I know the believer wants to show up and say, I'm strong, I'm mighty. But when Paul was going to teach on prayer, he starts with a general principle that operates in human beings, and he takes one example. In Romans 8:26, he says, what did he say? Likewise, the Spirit helpeth. One of the definitions of the believer is a man with infirmity. There are still things that are antichrist that are at work in you. Are you with me? I know you don't like what I'm saying. I already reported myself to Pastor Diola that it's because we want to teach the believer as a superman. And when we come to church and chat around the superman nature of the believer, we forget that he has struggles. And many times when we are chanting that superman thing, we think that our chants can quench our struggles. So Jesus said, you can't bear a cross, sunshine, if you don't know self-denial. We know you have found something. There's a legal reality you have walked into. There's a name God calls you. You are a child of God, but you are a struggling child. And a day must come when you know that you are a child of God. But that status must not be too loud in your ears that you cannot go to the place of cross bearing. So I told my wife, I said, the cross of Jesus was not assigned to himself by Jesus. It was the justice system of God that assigned the cross of Jesus to Jesus so that sin in him can be put to death. It is the justice system of God that will also assign the cross to you, so that the expressions in your heart that make you yield to sin will die. So that if a sister passes, or maybe let's just use a lady, our sisters, they dress well, so they make it difficult to lust. Amen. Say amen now. If a lady passes and, okay, me, you are going this way, but you find out that your head is joining, you are not a compromised believer. Your moving head is proof that you see that thing that is happening outside. There's a back end, there's a connector between that thing and your heart. The only reason why you stretch remote control to TV and it comes on is that there is a receiver in the TV. I'm saying that the power of sin leverages on the receivers that are in your flesh. They are cravings, they are desires that you have. That even though Jesus said you will marry a sister who is black like you, there is a craving for a yellow sister. So that every time the yellow sister passes, that craving in your flesh is unlocked. And this is where my heart is. And you will be drawn even if you are wearing a diamond ring. It doesn't mean you are a sinner. The songwriter says, yield not to temptation. For yielding is what? It means to be tempted is not sin. If you fast for 50 days and you are hungry, and I go to Riomi's piggery, because he has a piggery, and I carry, what do you give your pig to eat? Eh? What do you call it? PKC. And we sprinkle some water on PKC and we keep it there. Will you be attracted? If you are attracted, we need to call an emergency prayer team to labor over you. The reason why you are not attracted to PKC is that your flesh does not understand that PKC is food. Doesn't. But there are things that are natural to you. And the fact that you are saved does not mean that the natural things that are natural to you will die. The enemy will now, because he knows your frame, he will leverage on the things that are natural to you. Some people naturally are not drawn into money. So money is not a temptation. Some who can escape money will not escape women. And you see, brothers, hear me well. Some men are not even attracted to old women. Some people are attracted to very small people. I don't mean short sight. I mean young people. It's something that was built into your flesh. Jesus has paid the price, but every time your kind of temptation comes, there is the urge to go after it. It means that sin still wants to manifest. You can't create a cross. The cross that Jesus bore was crafted by the justice system of God. Now there is the justice system of God that is still active, that still builds crosses. But just like Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. Jibola, you will approach onto the face of the justice system of God. That time for Jesus was God himself. Now is the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Let me show you Paul the Apostle's frustration so that you know you are not the first struggling person. But to remain struggling is criminal. Let me show you. Come with me to Romans chapter 7. Lamde, you are the one that created all this issue. Because of this topic that you brought. Maybe my wife will also have, because my wife went to Dadionia's discipleship school. So I believe that she's more versed in this thing than me. From verse 19. Let's see Paul. For the good that I would, I do. So for the good that I would, what did he say? I do not. What state was Paul in here? Born again or not born again? He was already an apostle. And you see, Paul is not a frivolous apostle who thinks because he knows one thing, let me start teaching it. He had gained, he was a chartered teacher. He was licensed by Jesus to teach. And there's only one gate to that chartered nature, is that the things you want to teach, you have started practicing them. Are you with me? That's how Jesus sends me. He keeps you in class until knowledge becomes practice. He now deploys you. So it means Paul had mastered this thing so much, but Paul was telling them, come on. For the good I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. If you stop there, you are wrong. Because Paul didn't stop there. Next verse. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it. Can we read together? Paul is saying there is an operating system that after Jesus paid the penalty, that operating system stayed in my flesh. It's there. Next verse. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. There is an understanding that my spirit has. Next verse. But I see another law in my members. When he uses the word members, he speaks of his body. There is another programming in my body that opposes what is a reality in my spirit, warring against the law of my mind. and bringing me into the captivity or into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. So there is a cold war that will continue until you see Jesus. And it is the war between what is the new law in your spirit and the law that is still in your body. You will not need the Holy Ghost anymore in the day that war ends. So the power of sin will be here until Jesus comes. But Paul shows us how to beat the enemy. And that's how to take your cross. You will find the cross giver and subscribe to him to lay that cross on you. Because the cross has only one assignment. Every time you hear the word cross, like God's servant said to us, what you should hear is what? Eh? Death. That's what you hear. So, if they say, if any man will, Jesus says, if any man will follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross. It means let him take on death. You will not need to take on death if there's no more life that is deserving of death. Are you with me? So, like Lamide was saying to us, every time your heart begins to operate that song, you know the song? Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. The writer says, here's my heart, Lord. Take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. What you will do is approach to the Holy Spirit, because he's the administrator of the cross in this season. What you will go to him for is for death. Holy Ghost, I just noticed that I'm having a craving. I'm having inordinate desire for this damsel. This my beloved sister. I present it before you. He's a master of quenching. What we do is that you administer the cross and that desire will die. I was sharing this with someone a while ago and the person said, but how does it die like that? That it looks too simple to be true. I said, oh, when you opened your mouth and called Jesus Lord, don't you think it looks too simple to be saved? You see, the Holy Ghost is a master of cross assignment, of cross allocation. Any manifestation of the old man, any craving for the desires or to fulfill the desires of the old man that shows up, that is presented to him, he kills it. The ones that he does not kill is the ones that are not presented. So you will catch that thing. Don't wait until it becomes activity. Don't say, we pass this one now. You will find out that people are more anointed than you. They fell on that altar. The enemy knows your kind. I was sharing somewhere. Somebody came before me from that meeting. He said, if you pray for 10 hours every day, and it's good, you will not be tempted again. I know. I've shared here that me, I've seen somebody who went to the mountain for 4 days, dry fast. Rain fell on him, sun dried him. Rain fell on him, sun dried him. We were minding our business on campus. When he called us to inform us that he arrived, he informed us in tears. It was about 30 minutes since his arrival, and his first activity was not prayer. He had slept with our neighbor. Because the design is that no man will glory in his presence. When we have labored, we still subscribe. That Lord, I know that. That's why I love him so. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Let me stop there. This conversion, you will even when you pray for 72 hours, when you show up out of prayer, if you are smart, you will still say, I am weak, but thou art mighty. For his strength is not made perfect in power. His strength is made perfect in weakness. our subscription to the Holy Ghost is how we bear our cross. Because every time we subscribe to his help, he administers death in our own cross. The death is idiosyncratic, is personalized. When he administers it, if another person comes to want to buy into it, it may not solve his problem. But you see, this your cross, Bolu, has all the energy to quench what your heart is producing. That's how you will live till you see Jesus. So Paul gave us a secret of his survival. I don't want to go too far. Maybe we'll study again. So let me go and study again. The three faces of sin. So call it the penalty, the power, and the presence. So if you go to Romans chapter 8, let's read from verse 11. We'll stop at 13. Then, does my wife still want to come and lead us to pray? Okay, she doesn't want to come again. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. It means give life to your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So the Holy Spirit was introduced as the quickener. Next verse. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors. What does debtors mean? It means sin will keep knocking, but you don't owe the devil nothing. It's showing you that, you see, the price that made you a slave has been paid. So if we catch you yielding, it's because you think you are still owing. But you see, if you are owing somebody and they pay your debt, you also need to learn how to defend yourself before a creditor who comes to exact a payment from you, even when it has been paid. Because the devil doesn't follow rules. I said on Sunday that Abraham was offering sacrifice to God. Birds still came to feed on it. He had to drive them away. You need to know how to drive them away. He said not to the flesh, to live after the flesh, because the flesh still has life inside it. And even though you are saved, it will still want you to live after it. So this is Paul's secret, verse 13. He says, for if we live after the flesh, what did he say we will do? Who was he speaking to? He means a believer can live after the flesh. He said, but if ye follow me, through who? It means when Paul said, I die daily. When Paul said, mortify your members, he was not saying, I do it myself. It means I subscribe for activity. It is through the spirit that ye do mortify the deeds of the body. The Holy Spirit is the face of the divine justice system. He's the one who brings a cross. You don't know the size of the cross that you are going to bear. For many years, we say cross is fasting. So, you will see that by strength. There are things you cannot do for yourself. And it is good that you quickly remember that you cannot do it. Unfortunately, the spirit does not operate mortifying the deeds of the flesh by default. You will acknowledge that those deeds are there. The one that you have not overcome is the one that you have not acknowledged. Say, no, I'm a strong man. When we're in school, I don't know if they say it. Brothers will come and say, God has helped me. Say, even if you bring 10 naked sisters, I will survive. We know their stories. You know, God is merciful. Sometimes, those people who say those things, they are wicked people. I mean, they are very wicked. They are weak and wicked. They are first weak. They now became wicked. 10 sisters. Even half sister, you have not managed. Some will say, if they put ₦1 billion in front of me, I'm going in. I can't compromise. The enemy knows your price. He knows that 1 million cannot move you. But if we give you 5 billion, you say, Jesus, Jesus. You just calculate how much is tithe of 5 billion. 500 million. You just say, God, I owe you. I owe you. Take this one. Say, we'll meet. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. When he administers the cross destroys your desires. He makes you crave for what your kind was designed to crave for. That's the assignment. Administers debt. So that you don't want what you used to want. But you begin to want another thing. Sometimes because you did not subscribe early, you're already on the journey to fulfilling the desire. That kind of person will need something more than the destruction of your desires. He comes like the light that was administered to Paul on the road to Damascus. He punctuates your journey. You're already journeying to the house of that person. You have planned how the evil will be delivered. Then Jibola comes on the side. Jibola does not know why he passed that place. I was walking one night. I was supposed to be praying at home, but I felt like going on a prayer walk. And I met one of our beloved sisters at one junction there, name withheld. She was on the way to a young man's house to mess up again. The desires had become strong. And the young man had made himself available. The phone calls had been done. She was waiting for a bike man to pass. And when she met me, the first thing that came out of my mouth was, Kai, why did I meet you? I should also have said, Kai, why did I pass here? Because I had no plans to go through that route. I felt compelled. My appearance was a punctuation. That journey into sin ended there. I didn't pray. Long prayer. I just tapped his shoulder. Say, he helps you. He helps you. And if I tell you that God helps you, he will help you. From that place, he was able to turn back home. Because if somebody who is accountable to me, if she sleeps with that person, she will tell me. That's how I've messed up. So it became strong. How can I meet you and come back to say, no, I'm going home. And she turned back and went back home. So he not only destroys your desire, even when the desire started bearing fruit, he can punctuate it. I know some people, the sin has started, it has not fully matured. You now say, let's just finish this one. No. He can stop it in the middle. Are you with me? That's the Holy Ghost. There is no reality of God in the New Testament that is self-administered. Not one. It's all about the Holy Ghost. The only human participation in New Testament technology is to subscribe. You go like a weak man. I know what to do, but I was not designed to do it. Help me. And then it will come. That's how to take up your cross. He will burden you away from sin. He will burden you away from those desires. I didn't read these things in a book. I have told my story in many places. I know the way of sinful habits. I gained mastery on them. I mastered how to host God in miniature dimensions and host sin in one vessel. So that if God is glorified, people are hailing me, but me, I'm crying and say, God, you still came down today. Oh, but you know, I'm a wicked person. But the labor continued until I got to the place to know that there is what a man must do. There is what God must do. I did dry fasting. And somebody's hearing me this night. I did dry fasting. I prayed for long. I self-isolated. I will not watch American film again. I will not watch Indian film. Indian film is snake and dance that is there. But it can help. It doesn't help some people. See, I will not watch movie again. I will not listen to some kind of music. I will not even go to the barber's house. Be barbing me in my house so that I will not watch strange music video. You are a New Testament Christian trying to live like the Old Testament, thinking that by do's and don'ts you will fulfill the righteousness of God. The spirit of righteousness has been given to you, not just to chant you are righteous, but to ensure that you are righteous if you allow him. So tonight we want to allow him. And the prayer is simple. Lord, I know there is help in you. Help me. Listen, church. When I raise this kind of prayer point, if it ends here, tomorrow you can be a theater of iniquity. It means you will wake up every morning by default asking him. And as you go through your day, if the enemy begins to walk through your members, you will not say, I prayed in the morning. You will quickly administer death again and say, Holy Ghost, help me, help me. Can we pray? So it's a commitment to seeking his help that we want to engage tonight. That I will live the rest of my life asking for your help. Because there's help in you. Oh, kasida bakoke no metelata. Vande kabe sombre katado sikaba. Baito kemo selate kaya. There is help in you, sufficient help. Help that is tailor-made for the workings of the enemy in my members. That on this day, the 13th of September 2022, that which it seeks to express can be choked in death. Oh, lane kobaseta, baiko saito mikomina diataba. Epakata pa brekatina ndoka basante abendole makobentoke I come shaka barande kabaya. The end of struggle has come because I will live by subscription. I will keep seeking for your help. Imanadombe barato kasela by mome kombe I kababi mo kambaso telebataya. There is not one man that is weak amongst us. There is not one man who cannot win amongst us. The only man who cannot win is the one who will not ask for his help. So we came tonight knowing that there is strength in you. Oh, nabela koma sotaka rata basade babo. Ay babiria selemo, selemo, selemo. We ask for help. Lekakata Bantanda Kabaraka Sotelata Rekete Bon Santai Ekafakate Mambombra Kariata Bonda Eshata Kabilaka Tomriate Bakonvatai Bakatata Kabantomenekata Ilabate Kumemba Saito Ekaparata Kabate Komombebre Evrakata Babylon Kai Basanta Bemboa Ikaba Bondeko Ekoko Pantomenekata Erate Kabilia I subscribe. Ipaparakatata bakata. Evatate bantekataya. Every movement that is contrary brings me back to the table of subscription. Oh, kabo, come and shante bahadas. Thank you, Father. Transpose. In Jesus' name we have prayed. With you I find my strength. With you I can hold on. With you I know I'm covered. No greater power. No God is greater.
No God is greater than
you. Oh, oh, oh. With you. Spirit, we understand that you are the face of the justice system of God. You are the administrator of the cross, a cross that is idiosyncratic, a cross that is person specific, a cross that is suited to the cravings of our flesh. And tonight, we take an oath of sustained subscription. That in our war against sin, we will always yield to you. That there be none in our ranks who is still a slave. Ah, Mahano Koshibara Hakato. Let the life that you died for, the life of freedom, become our reality. Amen. Oh Jesus, send us help. His hope, his covenant, his blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all on the ground it sinking sand. The ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide your face, I rest on your unchanging grace. In every high, and stormy, my anchor holds. Within the veil, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all on the ground is sinking sand, all on the ground is sinking sand. Yes. 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 That we will walk out of here not afraid that we will fail. So we thank you, oh our Father, for giving Christ. We yield. There is a demand for the emergence of a pure people. I wrote a few days ago, the Lord said to me that a territory is not without hope as long as God can find uncompromised men. Your compromise is not about you. It's about where God has sent you to. So that in the day God demands the rise of a savior, they will find the sin of the territory in you and you'll be disqualified. Some of you were raised for families. Some of you were raised for institutions. You were raised for cities. You are not small. Your battles are not personal battles. They are territorial because you are a territory. Two fought in the womb of Rachel and the utterance was two nations, two nations. Why was Jacob compromised? Why was he a schemer? Because the enemy knew that the blessing would stop in Isaac. God will not put the blessing in a schemer. So they had to fight in the night. And what God did was to put a permanent marking on the man Jacob. That every time he walked, there was something to remind him that I fought with God and I lost, God won. I ask of the Lord that the Holy Spirit will weary you into permanent subscription. May you lose confidence in your ability to stand. May you begin to live with the understanding that you were designed to lean upon Him. For in leaning is your strength. Yes, that's the design. And tonight we become a house that leans. Thank you, Father. We are helped. I am helped. My brothers and my sisters are helped. Thank you for tonight. And thank you for your servant who accepted the burden. I didn't give him a topic. He pulled this out of you. Thank you for his acceptance to bring us a few more steps closer to the Christ. Bless him. Enable him. And please continue to empower him. Thank you, Father. Let me close with this song. What a fellowship. Remember that song. What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, what blessedness! Oh, what peace is mine.
I believe that you have been blessed by God's word from the mouth of His choice servant, the Reverend Toluwalugu Agboola. To get more of this nourishment for your spirit, you can follow us on social media at HWTN Global on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram,
Mixlr,
and Telegram. You can also follow all our services live on any of these social media platforms. Keep doing the word. Keep being a fair worshiper. God bless you.